From Washington, this is VOA News. U.S. President Donald Trump told business leaders at the White House Monday that jobs are coming back. The meeting comes on the heels of Mr. Trump defending his executive order banning entry to refugees and people from seven Muslim-majority countries Sunday amid growing legal challenges. President Trump insists it is not a Muslim ban and is not about religion. He says it is about keeping America safe. Mr. Trump is limiting for 90 days issuing visas until a policy review. Reince Priebus is the White House chief of staff.
If you're coming in and out of one of those seven countries, by the way, identified by the Obama administration as the seven most dangerous countries in the world in regard to harboring terrorists and affirmed by Congress multiple times, then you're going to be subjected temporarily with more questioning until a better program is put in place over the next several months.
The order covers people from Iran, Sudan, Iraq, Syria, Yemen, Libya, and Somalia. Meantime, thousands rallied in U.S. cities and airports against Mr. Trump's travel ban. The Speaker of the Iranian Parliament, Ali Larijani, through an interpreter, called the travel ban racist.
Putting Iran's name on this list on the pretext of concerns over acts of terrorism sounds more like a joke. It is not a secret that Iran stood up to terrorists on its own in recent years, and some other countries joined it later on.
A U.S. federal judge issued an order Saturday barring the deportation of people detained with valid visas at U.S. airports under Mr. Trump's executive action. From here in Washington, this is VOA News. A spokesman for the European Union says it will ensure its citizens are not affected by any discrimination caused by President Trump's ban on travelers from seven Muslim countries.
Our lawyers are in contact with our EU partners and others, and of course, we will make sure that no discrimination is infringed on our nationals.
Trump's measure, introduced by executive order just 1 week ago after he took office, has been criticized by allies. U.S. President Trump says he will announce his Supreme Court nominee late Tuesday. Trump has been considering several conservative judges for the appointment. The nine-member court has had a vacant seat since the death last year of Justice Antonin Scalia, a conservative stalwart on the court for 30 years. The Republican-controlled Senate refused to consider former President Obama's nomination, saying it wanted the next president to select the judge to the high court. Gunmen attacked a mosque in Quebec City, Canada, late Sunday, killing six people and wounding eight others. A police spokesman said two suspects had been arrested, but did not give additional information about their identities or motive.
We're still in the early stage of the investigation. We're still trying to determine all the facts associated with the incident. So, and not to interfere with the progress of the investigation, we're not going to discuss the specific at this time.
Prime Minister Justin Trudeau condemned the shooting as a terrorist attack on Muslims and stressed in a statement that his country values diversity and religious tolerance. After Monday's shooting, or rather Sunday's shooting, New York Mayor Bill de Blasio said his police department was providing extra protection for mosques in the city. The Philippine police have ended a controversial anti-drug operation in response to the kidnapping and brutal murder of a South Korean businessman by anti-narcotics officers. The national police chief says local anti-narcotics units will go through a period of internal cleansing, his words, to get rid of rogue officers. The police chief's announcement came just hours after President Rodrigo Duterte openly accused as many as 40% of policemen of corruption. The suspected officers are accused of kidnapping the South Korean businessman for ransom last October. And heavy fighting broke out in southern Afghanistan after Taliban rebels staged a coordinated assault on a district center. Afghan officials and insurgents have made conflicting claims about Monday's fighting in an area of Helmand province. For more news, we invite you to join us at our website. That's voanews.com. I'm Michael Brown, reporting here in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.